education, entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
It's the Tech Pet Peeves edition of the Computer Corner. We're going to let you get it off your chest. What irks you about the technology industry? What would you like to see changed in the way things are done in technology? I mean, pet peeves. I mean, one of my big pet peeves is not a technology one, but it's the smokers that flick their cigarette butts out of the car because apparently reaching to the ashtray is just too difficult.
Oh, no, the ashtray is probably full.
Oh, it's full of change or something?
No, cigarette butts. They should just take the whole thing and empty it out the window, right?
I guess.
And when you're done with your fast food as you're driving, just toss the bag out the window, right? I mean,
well, yeah, that's
it's all the same.
You know, to a smoker, that's not the same.
Yeah.
It's just a cigarette butt. It's just.
What about spitting out your gum?
Well, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's just a cigarette butt.
Oh, it's just a cigarette butt. Yeah, those are biodegradable.
Anyway, so if you have your technology equivalents, whether it's what you have to go through to like learn about products or how you have to get help or whatever it is, it's your show.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to interrupt today's program, but...
That's not what I thought it was. I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Should we talk to Mike first?
Where is Mike?
Mike is number two. Yeah,
found him. He called us at 602-277-5827. I give that number because that means there's a line open right now.
Hey, Mike, thanks for holding. You have any pet peeve? Get anything off your chest?
I do have a pet peeve, and I'll give you that one real quick, and then we'll go to my question.
Got it.
The pet peeve that I have is that you spend hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars on software and computers, and anytime you need any help, you pick up the phone and Jambardi in Bombay, who has absolutely no idea what you're talking about, and his fix to everything is to format your hard drive.
Right, reinstall it.
Or you're talking to somebody here, but the first thing they start with is, can I get your credit card number, please? Okay, that's going to be $39.95 for the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, even after you give me a credit card, you talk to somebody in India. It blows me away.
Yeah.
Here's the question that I have. I have 7 workstations.
Hey, Mike. Mike, your cell phone's cutting in, or whatever you're on is cutting in and out really, really bad. Are you mobile or are you stationary?
I am mobile.
I was going to say, stop moving so that we can get your question because it's really tough to understand.
I'm actually stopped right now.
Okay, there you go. Much better. Whatever you're doing, keep doing that.
I am on I have a 7 computer network set up at my house. Everything is hotwired into the walls. We've got a cable modem that goes into a router that disperses everything throughout the network, so we've got high speed on all our machines.
Okay.
Everything was working great until just about a month ago. Now, every 2 or 3 days, sometimes I'm lucky enough and it goes 4 days, but right around 6 o'clock in the morning, I've got to go into the garage and reboot the modem and router because I have no signal coming in at all on the network. Any ideas?
Wait a minute, you're having to reboot both, or you just do both because you're not sure which ones, so why not do both?
Yeah, I do both because both of them have got the flashing lights and they both look operational.
Okay, well, what you may want to start doing is just rebooting one, like just reboot the router a couple of times to see if that kind of puts you back into play, because the solution is going to be quite different if it's the cable modem than if it's the router. So start by doing that. Now, just so you know, I mean, I've been through, I don't know how many these home routers myself where rebooting the router or losing your wireless connection or even the wired connection sometimes can kind of go on and on. One of the things that I've learned that I've got to do on a pretty regular basis is check to see if there's a firmware upgrade for the router, because they're constantly coming up with little fixes for these things.
Well, every time I get emailed any kind of upgrade for anything, we go ahead and do it.
Now, I wouldn't count on them emailing you some kind of upgrade. What I would do is figure out if it's, let's say it's a Linksys or a D-Link or whatever brand it is.
Linksys.
Go to Linksys's website.
Yep.
And go to the download section. Put in the model number of what you got or select it from a list and see what the latest firmware revision is. Then they should also give you instructions there on how to check which firmware revision you're currently on. And if there's a newer one, download and install following their instructions.
I've had pretty good success with routers that have a consistent problem of this nature, of upgrading the firmware, and a lot of times that does go away.
Could it be anything connected to SP2?
Is every single machine doing exactly the same thing at the exact same time?
Yes.
Okay, then it can't be anything other than either the router or the cable modem, because the likelihood of them all suddenly not having a connection is, you know, because of something on the machine itself. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's almost nothing that would cause seven machines to all simultaneously in unison go, okay, let's all not want to play on the internet.
Let me ask you a question. The wiring that's in the house, you said they're all plugged into hard wires. Who did that wiring?
It was done by a professional phone and cabling installation company.
Okay. Yeah. The reason I ask is because a lot of people will try to do it themselves, and if you don't know how to do it properly, you'll cause lots of problems on the network, and that can cause the same issue.
I spent tons of dollars on that, and it's been working fine for 2 years.
Right. Well, the routers are disposable. I mean, they're consumables.
what you really need to do is the next step is next time this happens, only unplug and reboot one or the other of the devices and see if the problem fixes. You got to eliminate which one of the two devices it is, because the chance of it being both is not real good. It's going to be one or the other.
And if it's the router, it does seem that rebooting the router brings it back. Start with the firmware upgrade. If that doesn't work, then, I mean, they're getting fairly inexpensive. You might just want to get a replacement router that you know you can return in a fairly short period of time.
Right.
And then, you know, install that once you've determined that it is the router. And if it goes away, then you keep it. And if it doesn't, then you can say, okay, I'm going to return this.
And if it's the cable modem, same kind of deal, you're going to probably need to replace. Make sure that you have a decent surge protector that's between the wall plug and these two devices, because you said a year or about a month ago is when it started going bad, and that's about the time we were having all those storms. So,
right.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, good luck, Mike. Oh, I did. You know what? We didn't ask. I didn't ask Mike.
Ooh, I just hit the button.
That's okay. You know what I was going to ask him. He's talking about how you spend thousands and thousands of dollars on hardware and software.
Yeah.
One of the problems out there, folks, is that yes, you are spending thousands and thousands of dollars on stuff.
Uh-huh.
But the people that sold it to you, the big manufacturers and what have you, they're not making thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right.
$1,000 computer on average from the national big boxes and the big companies.
Yeah.
There's a very, very small percentage of that's actually their profit.
I think I saw a statistic that the manufacturer, so if it was, let's just use a brand as an example, HP, that HP, Hewlett-Packard, would actually see about 6% on not on a lost leader computer, but on an average computer. So on a $1,000 computer, that's what, $60?
Something like that. Roughly.
That's not a whole lot of support they can give you for $60.
Yeah. Now, does that mean pushing all tech support to offshore companies is the solution? I don't think so.
That's one solution, but let's see. Again, in the words of Dr. Phil, how's that working for you?
Yeah, well, obviously the consumer will always vote with their dollars, so we'll see what happens there. But do keep in mind, folks, unless you're willing to, if everybody's willing to pay an extra $50 a machine. Doesn't sound like much now, but of course, when you're shopping, you go, $50?
Oh, no,
that's a huge
people
difference.
Are shopping. They're saying, okay, I'll give you an extra $50 to extend the warranty.
Mm. It's more than 50. Extend the same.
Don't extend the warranty. Take the same money and put it into
somebody that's going to give you better service. Yeah,
exactly.
You might think along those lines. What? Where are we at with time?
We got about a minute and change before we need to take a quick time out.
Why don't we have Senior Adam come on and tease his segment? Mr. Adam of Westside Glendale, are you there? Hey,
yeah.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
So, Adam, now you're still, 14, right?
Yeah.
We got to check every week because it seems like you were only 11.
Time flies when you're having fun, you know.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I think I've changed a couple times on the air.
Yeah, you have had a few anniversaries. So you come to us every week with a little update on what's going on in the technology world, our crack reporter in the field.
Not a reporter on crack.
Correct.
Way different.
Big difference, yes.
Yeah.
And before we go to break, why don't you tease what you're going to talk about when we come back?
Well, your friends are sending you pictures. Oh, they're just nice, harmless pictures, right?
Sure,
right.
Yeah, pictures are safe.
Pictures can never, ever hurt me. No,
no
way.
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're going to have to hear about that. What else you got?
Yeah, and Microsoft money is broke.
Wait, I thought it was money.
Yeah.
Money.
2005 has some issues.
So all you Microsoft Money users that do your online banking and try to balance your checkbooks and try to make the world beautiful for yourselves financially,
mm-hmm.
Obviously Adam's got something for you.
But I bet you if Adam knows if it's broke, he also probably knows how you can get it fixed. So
Maybe not. And is there anything else, or is that our primary? That's the tease, huh? So listen, if you've ever looked at a picture in an email. Gosh, isn't that pretty much everybody? You're definitely going to want to hear what Adam has to say, and obviously if you use Microsoft Money,
you can do that.
You're going to want to come back. So our very unofficial, very unprofessional radio show here, but we do have our reporter that's going to bring it all together here when we come back. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, we're talking tech pet peeves. Chime in, won't you?
602-277-5827. That's the number you can chime in with right now.
Does whatever a spider can. Should we do
Election 2004, a battle of